Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He has to be the biggest tipper in country music, maybe all of music artists. Restaurant opened early for him. He was over in Utah. And because they opened early, so he'd go in there and eat and get out before the crowds came in. He tipped $1,200. He's just a great tipper. Remember he did $20,000 to the bartender a couple weeks ago? Post Malone, he appreciates good service.
Now, do you think it's that, or do you think he's just gets so intoxicated he's like just... Because you know how we're all like rolling in it after we've had a few? We're like, no, I insist. Shots for everyone. I wonder if he just gets so generous after he's had a few.
Well, they opened up early for him. So I hope it's not like that at 10 a.m. when he's going to eat lunch.
Yeah, that's true.
92.5 WB. TJ, is that how you roll with your big wallet?
Yes.
Just be around her when she's a little tipsy. She's buying drinks for everybody. All right.
I insist on buying both of your dinners. I insist. Yeah. No, I just didn't know if that was a reason for it or not.
But I think he just has a big heart. Big heart. He does. He appreciates good service. 31% of ladies, that's one in three, regret this about marriage. About marriage. Have any idea what that may be? It's pretty, that's big. That means one in three of your friends regret this about marriage.
And like that, the ceremony the actual marriage itself?
Yeah. What do you think? Oh, one in three of your friends. It's taking on his last name.
Oh, yeah. Why do they regret? Oh, okay.
They just don't like it. I mean, some hyphen it. They use both last names. Yeah. Smith and Jones, you know, something like that. Some are long, like a middle, you know, you got your first name, your middle name, confirmation name, then you got the marriage name, then you got the maiden name. Like, it's just like long birth certificate.
Like you're
long.
An heir to a throne or something. Like that's driver's license. No names that necessary.
Hey, you know, you at the borders, the passport with all those names. Oh, so which one?
Right.
Oh, yeah, you got a lot of names there. Yeah. What is your name? And long signatures, right? Imagine you're going to buy a house, you're signing that.
Oh my God. When I went to buy my condo, I decided it would be fun to use my full name. Oh my God. By the 15th signature, I was like, why did I do that? My middle name is longer than my first and last name combined.
When I purchased a house a couple years back and I was doing that signing thing and I noticed I was just wearing down signing so much. I looked at the first page, last page. They didn't even look alike. They're like, don't worry about it. We push it through. I'm like, look at my signature got tired. It doesn't even look the same anymore. I start doing
it's
the
like
line
forgery.
Thing. Yes. Wow. Do you regret your last name? That's big.
Is it because they don't like it? Mm. Is it too much hassle? I do. I will admit, I never changed my Social Security card. Like my maiden name is still on my Social Security, but I changed my last name. I took on Steve's last name for everything else. So sometimes, like when we're filing taxes, that can be a pain. Or when I have to use my Social Security number to identify anything, I'll like have to put my maiden name. I bet it screws everybody up.
All right. Oh, Texter just said there's a new trend about that. That is a little different, but it's making people happy. What could that be? If you don't like the marriage name and you don't want to hyphen it, what else can you do? Luke Bryan concert tickets, winning before you can buy them. Coming up 7:45 with your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. We're talking about many women regret this about marriage. It's taking his last name. But there's a new trend out there.
I have a couple friends who have been combining last names. So
both we talked about that. The hyphenate. You say both last names.
Nope. Creating a completely new last name. So one couple, it was Bland and Sheridan. They combined it to Blair.
What? I didn't know you could do that.
You can do anything. If you're going to change your name, go through all that paperwork, change it to anything. And you know what? Then it's making it equal. Both people have to go through and fill out all that paperwork. I've already told everyone recently that I'm dating. I'm not changing my last name. I'm not doing it. It's too much paperwork. I'm not going there.
But wouldn't you want to have fun combining the last names? I've never heard of that. That's interesting.
Well, I would feel better about that because then both people are going through all of the unnecessary paperwork of changing names. It's too much. But if we're both doing it.
But you're starting a whole new like family last name.
Yeah.
What about the I don't know.
That can mess up the DNA, Ancestry.com, 23andMe. Yeah.
It's not messing anything up. Yeah. Every name is made up. Every single last name was originally made up.
Well, it's already done.
All right.
It's like, what is that called when you go through the family tree? I don't know. I would feel weird being like, okay, we're neither anymore. Now we're our own last name.
We're our own branch, our own leaf.
Yes.
Starting our own tree with a new name we combined and created. That is so brand new to me. I did not know you could do it. Have you done it or you know a family member or friend? Let us know. 92.5 WBEE. Always jumping on the conversation. 585-252-WBEE. Call or text 252-9233. You learn something new every morning. I didn't know marriages can now blend names like your friend did.
Yeah, they took both last names of the married couple, combined them to create their own new last name. So it's not hyphenated. It's its own new last name. So they went from Bland and Sheridan, combined them to Blair.
Like Bennifer or something.
No.
And Jennifer.
No.
Like a Bennifer situation. You're just like making it up as you go or what? This texter goes, that's a terrible idea. I agree. I just think it's weird. There's a lineage. There is like the family name.
This is their new family. This is their family. And this is their new family last name.
What, are they running from the law?
Or are they running from their family, right? All right.
Who are you hiding from?
Nobody's hiding. Everything's made up. Somebody had to make up.
Burning off those holiday calories. Keep this number handy. 585-252-WBEE for contests, requests, comments. You can always get a hold of us. Call or text 252-9233. This whole blending of names, name changing. Boy, it's got to be confusing, right? You're like, hey, I'm not that anymore. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, no. Don't call me that.
Yeah.
What? Are you, like, the biggest thing that confuses me is on Facebook when people just change. You're like, wait a minute, I'm not friends with Holly Molly or whatever.
Yeah.
They just decide to change their name on Facebook. You're like, why? Are you running? I get suspicious. I'm like, are you running from the law? And then when their last name goes back to their maiden name, that's how people my age, that's how we keep up with what's going on with everyone we know. She's back to her maiden name. Uh-oh.
And that means?
Yep. You know how, like, probably you guys, you just delete pictures off. Like, oh, he's gone. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of every picture of him. He's gone. He must be gone. That's what I do with the back to maiden names. Like, uh-oh. So-and-so's back to her maiden name.
So it's a relationship status. Correct. I know there was a breakup.
Yeah.
They went back to the maiden name.
Want to reach out. Yeah. Make sure you're okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I had the opposite problem. I changed my name on Facebook. I changed my last name to my middle name. And I had all these people freaking out thinking that I got married. And I was like, you would know. You would know if I got married.
Oh, we would.
But why did you change it? That's my question.
I just wanted some extra privacy.
Oh, my gosh. You wanted everyone going, what happened? What happened? Why is your last name?
No, teachers do it all of the time on Facebook where they change their name to their first and middle name. It's not that crazy. The issue is my middle name is a street in New York City. It's not like Marie or Rose or anything that's like inherently middle name sounding. It sounds like a last name.
Oh, okay. What? I forgot what your middle name is.
Delancey.
Ah, Delancey. Okay. Yeah, it's got a cool ring to it. It's actually a sophisticated name. Yeah.
I like it. Mm. But everyone was flipping out thinking that I got married. I was like, you would see pictures of me in a big white dress, okay?
Oh my God, are you guys kidding? There would be Hope Wedding Day in the city of Rochester. There would be bells ringing and tolling. The mayor would be there.
I'd get the key to the city that day.
Yeah, absolutely. There would be fireworks in the sky that say, Hope's getting married. Don't worry. Everyone under the sun
fireworks
is going to know the day
yeah.
that Hope gets married.
All right, stick around. Wake up and win with us. Luke Bryan concert tickets. We made the big announcement on Monday. Tickets go on sale this Friday, but you can win them before you can even buy them. That is coming up, 7:45 with the world's easiest contest. Or not. Coffee Club, thank you so much for making us a part of your morning routine. We love helping you get to work with spreading the good vibes, giving away the cool tickets. Because you never know what could happen in life. Got to be grateful. Count your blessings. My son, we kept checking on him. He was out there near the fires on the West Coast. And 40 minutes away from them, north of L.A. But then fires kept going up. Actually got to about 20, 18 minutes from him. And trust me, I was checking every day, getting nervous. He was telling me about the air quality getting bad. But he's okay. And how about this couple went back to their house, which is all ashes, looking for what's left, and it turned romantic.
I was thinking, you know, well, maybe the stone should survive and maybe we'll find a little stone. I was like, we're going to look over here where my desk is. I did not tell her why. We're digging around where my desk is, where you can see the desk frame. And then you pick it up and you pick up the thing and there's a little diamond. And I was on my knees and I was like, hey, will you marry me? And I'm in complete PPE, zipped up with the white hood and everything.
I'm crying.
She's crying. We're really hoping that Los Angeles can support Altadena in its rebuild efforts for the next couple of years and that we're able to return.
The couple went back to their house, burned down, ashes. He didn't tell her, hey, I got to find some stuff, important stuff over by the desk that had burned down. Engagement ring, found it. He dropped right to his knee. Turned romantic. The tragedy.
But, well, a lot of times it takes tragedy to realize what's important in life.
Right.
And what you don't want to lose. So, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
The engagement ring survives. It must be a good engagement ring. He must spend some money. You know what I'm saying? If there was some knockoff, I'd probably be gone.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a good one. And we wish them many years of happiness. Let's turn it into something good for you right now with the world's easiest contest. Call number 19, Luke Bryan concert tickets. Win it before you can even buy them. 585-252-WBEE. You know our number, 252-9233. Call number 19. We're looking for, what did they find in the ashes, the rubble? An engagement ring. And he dropped right to his knee. That's the answer we're looking for.